Okay, we're up to Rus Perek Beis. What does the second parak of Rus talk about? So the Naomi and Rus have come back to Eretz Yisrael, to Beis Lachem. They come back, and Rus says to her mother-in-law, I'm going to go out. We have no food. So she says, I'm going to go out to gather some bundles. And she says, okay, BT, please go. She goes to a field, and it just so happened. But Iker Mikra, it just so happened that it happened to be the field of Boaz. That was related to them. Boaz and Naomi were first cousins. Boaz comes to the field and says hello to his workers, and he sees this young girl, maybe not so young, this girl in the field. Who is this? So they say, she's a Nara Hamovia that came back with Naomi. And she said she wants to gather and act like an Ani and get the things that fell down. Boaz says to Rus, I've heard about you. Don't gather anywhere else. Don't stop gathering here. You stay with my people. You stay with my Na'arim and Na'aros, and you will always gather here. If you want to drink, if you want to eat, just let me know and just let them know. She falls on her face and says, what did I do that you, show such favor to me? He says, I heard the chesed that you did to your mother-in-law and to the family. Hashem should pay you back in full that you came and became a Gioras and are part of Am Yisrael. She says again, wow, I can't believe I'm not even like one of your maidservants. Boaz says, come eat bread and you'll sit in a special seat. And she went and she took some bread, and he even whispers to some of the workers, drop some extra so that she'll have extra to eat when she collects. And she collected the whole season, and she comes home, and her mother-in-law Naomi says, what happened? She says, I went to a place, and the man was very nice, and he gave me everything. And who is that? She says, a man named Boaz. And Naomi says, you know what? He's our relative. Mi go aleinuhu. And Rus says, well, he told me this is what I should do. I should stay with him until the end of the season. That's exactly what she did. That is the Perek Beis. And now let's get into some of the details of Perek Beis. If you look in the Nachlas Yosef, just as an introduction, and Rabbi Bernstein in a sefer here on Shavuos and Har Sinai expands on this. This is a major contrast between the first Perek and the second Perek of Rus. The first Perek of Rus is epic events that occur, right? Major events that occur, famine and death and changing areas to live, right? Chapter 1, to read it by Bernstein's words, is filled with epic events and historic decisions, tragic and tempestuous. There's famine in the land. Elimelech and his two sons die. Ruth makes a heroic decision to return with Naomi to the land of Israel. In contrast, Perek Beis, the most mundane and everyday occurrences. She went out and got some food. What's the message? The message is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't choose the great people based on how they perform only in specific great situations. It's how they work day to day. There are people who act admirably in big situations. They rise to the occasion. A truly great person is one who acts with greatness in all of life situations, whether big or small. So too, by seeing how Rus conducts herself both in the dramatic events of the first chapter as well as in the decidedly undramatic events of the second, we are able to behold a truly great person. And that's, again, expanded upon here in the Nachlas Yosef, who introduces Perek Beis in that way as well. That, you know, we have to recognize Rus is an all-around in every situation. She is someone who acts appropriately. So, Ula Na'ami, Moda Leisha. Naomi had a relative, Ish Gibor Chayil, Mimishpachas Elimelech. Gibor Chayil is like Ashes Chayil from Elimelech's family. Shema Boaz. His name was Boaz. Again, according to Chazal, it was Ibsan, but it was, who was he? Rashi quotes, Karov ben Achiv shel Elimelech Haya. He was the son of the brother of Elimelech, meaning Boaz's father was a brother of Elimelech, and Naomi's father was a brother, meaning we mentioned last time that Elimelech married Naomi, his niece, so all of those were brothers. Amar Rabbi Hoseinu, Elimelech v'Shalmon, v'Salmon Avi Boaz, Ploni Almoni, who we'll get to, Hagoel, v'Avi Naomi, Kula b'nei Nachshon v'nei Minadav Hayu. They were all children of Nachshon v'nei Minadav, and the Gemara says, v'lo ho'ilu lehem z'chus avosam, b'tzei some eres l'chutz la'aretz. They left, they paid for it. But this is the relative. But that's just background that the narrator gives us here. Rus says to Naomi, Elchana, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. The Nachlaus Yosgan says there must have been a decision, a conversation that took place that we're not aware of, deciding who's going to go, whether they should go, what should be the plan to support themselves. And finally, Ruth says, I'll go. Elchana hasadav alakta bashibalim and acharasher emsochein beinav. Right, Al, look, Fatomer lo lichi biti, go. Go and try to do your best. Mishra Zelzov here discusses, he quotes the Mefarshim, who wonder what Boaz heard and knew that they came back, so why didn't he go out and himself, you know, come and do a chesed? Lo bikish lekarev his krovav his alemi b'saro, until they found out, so maybe the Pashup Shad is, the Gemara says about Basra, that's not the Aleph, that on that day that Ruth came back, Boaz's wife died. But the Gemara Ksubis calls Boaz an almon shenasa almana. He was an almon, he lost his wife, and he married Rus, who was an almana. Vein safek, that this was a difficult time. So right after he got up from Shiva, he came to the field. So there was no time to do anything else, and therefore we can't fault Boaz in this case. So he didn't, right, it was right after the Shiva, but look at what events occurred. So Rus goes to the field. Vatelech vatavo. Vatelech vatavo. She goes, she comes, vatalakit basada acharei kotrim, and she gathers. What's the extra word? Vatavo, vatelech vatavo. So a number of mefarshim quote the Vilna Gaon that, you know, often when you have to carry something and you see it, so when you go in, you pick it up and you carry it all the way to the end to where you're going and then you walk back with it. But that's an extra schlep, because why do you carry it all the way there and then all the way back? So the smarter thing to do is to leave it there and only pick it up on the way back. That's what Rus did. Vatelech vatavo, and then vatalakit basada. She only gathered on the way back. So it's wise, but it also shows bitachon. Because one might have said, no, she'll take it. She'll think some other ani will get it. No. Sharani and loosim king, says the Mishpat Zozov, ki miyad sheim roa mashul alakit, him kvar kofsim al zeh, ki pochadim shema achar yikach mehem, aval hi yada, shema sheroi lo yishar bishvila. Whatever I'm supposed to get will remain there. V'yikir raka eshtavus. Lakach yachol hitapek, to just try to get it on the way back. So that's the extra word vatavo. Vatelech vatavo vatlakit basad acharei kotrim vayiker mikreha. Fascinating word. Vayiker mikreha chelkas hasad leboaz asher mimishpachas Elimelech. And it just so happened that she ended up in Elimelech's field. So mikre maybe in modern Hebrew means coincidence, but it means exactly the opposite in Tanakh. Rav Hirsch says this in Parshas Chayisara, right, where Eliezer says, Hakre no lefanai hayom, says Rav Hirsch, nothing is farther from the Jewish concept of mikre than the idea chance, with which it is usually taken to be associated. When someone speaks of kola korot or korototo, he refers indeed to moments of his life that he himself did not direct, but which were directed for him. And this is what's happening here, that Hakre lefanai, he is asking that God may take in hand the matter which had been brought him hither. He, by himself, he could not bring it to its desired end. And that's what happens, Mikra. It's shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehine. Vehine is always a lashon of surprise, unexpected. So Boaz comes. Boaz has never come out to the fields. Vehine Boaz ba mi beis lechem. Vayomer lakotzrim Hashem imachem. And he says to the harvesters, Hashem imachem, Hashem is with you. Yomru lo Yivrach Hashem, and they repeat to him, Yivrach Hashem. He greets them with Shem Hashem, and they repeat, Yivrach Hashem. Why do they switch the order? He says Shem Hashem first, Hashem imachem, and they say Yivrach Hashem, which, as we'll see soon, is the basis for Shalom Aleichem, right? Shalom Aleichem, the Shem Hashem of Shalom comes first. Aleichem Shalom. So the Yeshua's Yaakov mentions that possibly is based on the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim tells us, the Yeshua's Yaakov, this is in Yaradei, and some in Kuf Mem Ches, the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Yud, says that when a person wants to give a karban, they shouldn't say Lashem Ola, Lashem Mincha, they should say Ola Lashem, Karban Lashem. Why? The Yushalmi tells us, because maybe a person will drop dead right after he says the word Lashem, and then it'll be Hashem Shemayim Levatala, and therefore you say the other word first, as safety. But Chazal say, "Kalamakdim shalom lachaveru marichan lo yomav vishnosav." So that's why Boaz, he was the one that's greeting. He was being makdim shalom lachaveru. So therefore, he can say Shem Hashem first. There's no worry of his dropping dead because marichan lo yomav vishnosav. They answered him. They weren't being makdim. So that's why they have to be worried, and that's why they say it in the opposite. They say it in the opposite way. Wow, Dover Nifla from the Yeshua's Yaakov. this pasuk, as we know, is the basis for a takana. Right, Boaz was one of the shoftim, and he made a takana. What is the takana? The last parak in Maseches Brachos, that we should greet each other saying Shem Hashem, Shalom Aleichem. Vitkinu, says the Mishnah, she adam shoel shalom chaveiro b'shem. A person should say hello. Ask Shalom Chaver B'Shem with Shem Hashem. Shene Emar, V'yinei Boaz Ba Mi Beis Lechem, V'yom Ala Kotzrim, Hashem Yimachem, V'yom Rolo Yibrech Hashem. V'omer, Hashem Yimcha Gibor HaChayel. V'omer, Al Tavos Kizik Neimecha, V'yom Omer Eith Lasso Hashem Efeiro Torah Secha. Even though it's saying Shem Hashem, but it was worth it. It was worth it to get us into the habit of greeting each other with Shem Hashem. What exactly is the message? So again, this relates a little bit to what we said before about the difference between the first and the second chapter. If you look again in the Rabbi Bernstein, or look in the Nachlas Yosef, this was Shvot HaShoftim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bereft. There was no HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the whole world. What Boaz was doing was trying to inject Hashem into the most mundane. Into the most, right to the kotzrim. In your harvesting, Hashem is there. Shalom aleichem. Whatever you do in life, shalom aleichem. Right, and that's what Boaz wanted to do. Boaz ubeis dino hayu harishonim shechnisu tfisa zu betocha halichot achayim biyisrael v'tignu l'shatev shem shemayim b'sheila shalom ulevarach hazmasi yadehem shal b'nei adam b'shem Hashem kinira shayisa takana zu davar shazvan grama uba ligdar pirtzos betocham Yisrael ulashamish aruka l'tachluei hazvanahu. This was to help out with the attitude of people who were divorcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from their lives. So this takana was meant to save them. V'yom ala kotzrim Hashem imachem. Bring Hashem into everyday life. And they answer, V'erach Hashem, and again, this is again, Shalom Aleichem, and Aleichem Shalom. V'yomer Boaz l'na'aro, hanisav ala kotzrim. Boaz sends to the na'ar that is appointed to the on the kotzrim. Right, there was a hierarchy of people here. Right, Boaz is on top. Then this Nitzav ala Kotzrim seems to be in charge of the harvesters. Then you have the harvesters. Then you have the Aniyim. It's like a whole hierarchy of people here. So what happens? So he says Lamia Nara Azos. Right, she's what does that mean? Lamia Nara Azos, says the Gemara. Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel. Does Boaz always go around asking about girls? Lamia Nara Azos. So the Gemara says Kuf Yud Gimel Amabes. A couple of answers. Amar Belazar, Dvar Chachma Rabba. He saw a Dvar Chachma in her. Shnei Shibalim Lakta, Shlosha Shibalim Eina Lakta. She knew the halachas of Leket. They only take two and not three. So, what's going on here? B'mastisa Tana, Dvar Tznius Rabba. He saw her Tsanua. Omdos Mu'umad, Noflos Miyushav. She didn't go down and bend down in a way that was not Tznius for a girl. She bent down carefully. In a way that she kept her tznius even when she went down. So that's what he was shocked in, right? He came out to make this takana also, and he probably had a whole meeting with the leaders of the generation. How do we fix this generation and make it better and improve it? And then he sees this girl that is tsanua and chachama. So what happens? Vayan hanar vananisav ala kotzrim vayomar. The nar says, Moaviyahi, right? He's trying to bring her down. Hashava im Naomi mistei Moav. She came back. She came back with Naomi. What is being alluded to here? So if you look in the Be'er Miriam, Svarim put out by the Shiva Harisyon, if you look there, there's an article there about Perek Beis towards the middle of the Sefer, where they note there that there are a number of differences between what actually Rus asked for and what the Na'ar reported, besides just saying that she is a Moaviyah. But he kept saying that she wanted to be a safti. She wanted to gather. She wanted to be, if you look at the word, she wanted to be more of a ba'alas habayis, va'alakta bishibalim. While what she actually said, I want to stand on the side, I want to go later, right? He wanted to show that she was trying to usurp her position. And right away, Boaz sees otherwise. That's why Boaz calls her BT a number of times, a term of endearment, says that she has to be taken care of. But then even deeper in this article in the Be'er Miriam, it says that it's amazing if you look at the parallels between this story and this parak and the story of Rivka and Eliezer. Even language, right? Rus goes back after being sent out, and she brings back what she's supposed to bring back. But now you look at a couple of psukim that we will read. But Tkuvas Nami Ladivrei Rus Muzmana Kori Li Zocher Sipur Eved Avraham Hamachapes Isha Li Yitzchak Lachash Eved Is Palel Shashem Yasa Chesed Amadono The Eved Davins Hashem Please Hakrei Lefanav Lefanai. We said before Mikra, the same lashon is used. Higia Rivka Vishkaso Soves Kamalav. And what happens? It's all about Chesed. Rivka does Chesed, and that's what causes the marriage. And Rus does Chesed, and that's what causes the marriage. And then what did it say? Baruch Hashem Elokei Adonai Avraham Asher Lo Azav Chasdo. That is what Eliezer says. And what do we have here? Asher Lo Azav Chasdo in this parak Esachayim Esameishim. Right, there's a parallel. Ad Im Kilu Eskola Katir Asher Li. Right, until it's all finished. Adam Kilu Lishtos, by the camels. Right, there's chesed all over, and there are word parallels between the two. Mikre Hakre Lefanai. Right, it's all about Hashkacha Elokis. Rus Holeches Beikvos Rivka. Rus follows Rivka. Sheichriel Azovis Beisavish Meshalta. Rivka left her old family. Voleches El Am Asher Lo Yada Tmul Shol Shom Lesarif LeMishpachas Avraham. And that's what Rus did as well. And one has to recognize the hashgacha over mikra in both of the stories. That is the beautiful parallel that we have as we read this parak. So again, back to the parak. So the Nar says, "Oh, she's a Moabite that came back with Nami." But Tomar alaktonava safti bamar machriya kotsrim. She said, "I'm going to go and gather." That's not what she said. She didn't want to gather and be so focused in the middle. Achriya kotsrim atama batamol miyad zavoka harata ze shifta habayis ma. She sat that a little bit. She's been here all day. Vayomer boaz al rus halo shamat biti. Right away, he recognizes and calls her BT. I'll tell he little kopis hadacher. Don't go anywhere else. Vagam lo tavori mizeh. Don't leave. Kosid bakun im na'arosa. You'll be here with my ne'arim. Some say this is a remez that she's going to be able to be nichneses lekahal. You'll be with my ne'arim. A nayach basadeh she yiksorin v'alachta achrehem. Go stay. Let your eye be in my field. Halot sivisi es anarim levilti nageich. I told the boys, the young man, not to touch you. V'tzamis, if you're thirsty, v'halachta lakelim, v'shasis mi'asher yish'avun ha'na'arim. Right, and you'll take from what they draw, the water. V'tipa l'paneh, v'tishtachu arza, she falls on her face, v'tomer ilah, madua matzazichein beinecha, lahakireini. Why do you do this to lahakireini? Lahakir is an intense recognition and relationship. But maybe she felt mashahu, she felt something, maybe a little mixas nevuah, that he's going to be makir her. Right, madua matzadichim enel akirini manochi nachri. I'm a stranger. V'yan boaz v'yomer la, who God, who gate, who God la li kol asher asis es chamoseich achrei mosi sheich. I heard everything that you've done. V'tazvi avich v'imech veres molatech. You've left. V'telchi el ama shelo yadat t'mol shel shom. And you came to a nation that you didn't hear about earlier. Interesting. The time of the Kra, Rav Chaim Krivitsky points out that by Am Ravinu it says lachacha me'artzacha or mimoladetacha mibeis avicha. That order. And in this pasuk, it's the opposite. You left avich v'imech, and then eres molatech. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it's a davar pasha, because what order did it happen in? Right? She first left, mishum shehi aza mitchila avia v'ima, v'achakach yasam eres molatech. First she left her gods and her parents, because she converted there, let's say, or at least she decided to leave, and then she left. Right? Mashegin Avraham first left the homeland, right? According to many, Terach went with them at the beginning, right? And only afterwards he left his parents. Again, that's the difference in Lashon. Yishalem, but what does Boaz say? Yishalem, Hashem pa'aleich, Hashem should pay back your actions. Uschi maskortech shlema miyam Hashem alokei Yisrael, Hashem should give you a complete maskoret. Asher bas lachsos tachas kanafav, that you have come under his wings. That's the lashon used for a ger, the Rambam, in the Igeris Rabbi Yavad Yager, all the way at the end of that Igeris. The Rambam talks about the beauty of a ger. V'hikir hakov yadav v'radav achrei Hashem. V'avar b'derech hakodesh. V'nichnas tachas kanfi ashchina. V'nisavik ba'afar ragli Moshe Rabbeinu Rabban l'chol anaviyim. V'chaves b'mitzvosa v'nisao libo l'karval Hashem. Right, you don't get, you know, nobody reaches these levels. Look how much you are. That's all included in Nichnas Tachas Kenafav. The Vilna Gaon, again quoted in a number of Mefarshim, talks about, we had a alumnus on the Daf Shir a year ago about this. That is, we find a number of times in Shas, Tanoim or Amoraim, doing actions for Schar. I'll go sit at the door in order to get schar and stand up for them and get schar. I'll walk down the street to get schar. A couple of gemaras. But don't we know that we don't do mitzvahs? I'm an asla kabel schar. Right, it's the third mission in Pirkei Avos. So there are various answers given to that question. But one of them is the Gra. That one is not allowed to ask for schar for something that... I mean, many give this answer. The earlier Achronim also. The Gra just has another application. If it's an voluntary mitzvah, then you could ask for schar because you don't even have to do it. If it's an obligatory mitzvah, you have to just do it. You can't ask for schar. Amanas l'kabel schar there. So says the Gra. Again, this answers many of the questions. But says the Gra, a giores or a ger, basically their whole life is voluntary. And if that's true, they could do it for schar. Rav Avadya Yosef quotes this Gra in Anaf Avos on Mishnah, on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Avo Rush Haisa Giyaris Lo Haisa Bechal Gulas Mitzrayim Vaknisa Atzma Lechiya Mitzvah Sideshin Is Gaira Yechol Hi Levak Yishchar Lavodasa Ki Mirtsona Hatov Bachra B'Mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach V'lachin Amar Laboaz Iti Maskurtech Shlema V'tuchli Levak Yishchar B'Bei Shabbas Lachsos Tachas Kinafav. Amazing suggestion. So in the Mishnah Zav, he quotes also maybe a similar related idea that your maskurat should be shlema. We know gadol mitzuvah v'yose. So Gioris went from eina mitzuvah to mitzuvah. So now it's going to be shalem because you've chosen that path. Vatomer emsachem beinecha aduni kini chamton. You have comforted me. Ruth says v'chi dibarta leif shivchasecha v'anochi lo eyakacha shivchasecha. I'm not even like one of your maidservants. Such anava. The Mishnah Zav again says. Anava and Snius are the two midos that we see over and over again in Rus, and this was planted, obviously, into her descendant, David HaMelech. Anava is the key, so much of David HaMelech's life, whether he was on top of the world or whether he was on the bottom of the world, right? It was always the Anava that came through David HaMelech, right? And Boaz says, no, you're not such a low maidservant. Boaz Anala, the Medrash says, Chas v'shalom, ein at min ha'amahos, ela min ha'imahos. As we mentioned in the Hakdamah, the aim of Malchus, as the Gemara calls it, she's not the mother of the nation, she's the mother of Malchus. But Yomala Boaz Leisa Ochel, and then Boaz says when it was time to eat, each word in this pasuk is darshined in that Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel, as an allusion to the Malchus that was going to be. Goshi Alom, come close, v'achal ben alechem, eat from the bread, v'taval pitech v'chometz, and dip your bread in vinegar. Again, there's no extra word in Tanakh, so if this is all alluding. V'atesha b'sada kotzrim, he could sit right next to the kotzrim. V'itzbat lo'akali, he gave her some roasted grain, vatochal, vatista, vatosar. She ate, she even had a little left over. She had a little left over, and that's what she brought to Naomi. Right? Some of the posts can talk about there's a Ramah and Evan Ezer. The Ramah and Evan Ezer discusses when is the guest, or is a guest, konef food that's put in front of him in order to eat. The Ramah says, in Evan Ezer, Simon Chavches, Orech Shiyoshiv Eitzabal Abayis, Benotel Chelko V'kideish Bo Havim Kudeshes. If you're given a hamburger when you're at somebody's house and you use that to marry a woman, Mukudeshes, it's yours. It's yours. But 1 second, he asked the Beis Shmuel there, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Ayin, Orachin Einam Hashem Li Tomi Masha Lefnei Amal Aseis Lebeno Vali Bito Shabal Abayis, V'kol Shekein Lacherim, you can't give it to others. So maybe, he answers, V'sorach Lama Shadavka Lebeno Lo Yitein, Avor Hashem Lekadish Bo Isha V'chein Lasi Yizel Azeh. Okay, but if you look at Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Chachma Shlomo on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, how did Rus leave over for Naomi? How? So maybe he answers, if the Oreach eats his fill, then he can't take more. But if the guest is mitzamtzem to eat less, then whatever is the difference up until the amount that she should have gotten, that you're allowed to take, and that's what maybe she took in this regard. Good. Also, the Medrash says, this is the Medrash also, I think, in Shmos, but here it's in Rus, but Rus gave her a little roasted grain. It's the Medrash that many Mefarshim talk about. We'll just mention the Medrash. If Boaz knew that his actions would have been written down, he would have given her meat. And if Aaron knew that his actions would have been written down when he came out to greet Moshe b'Simcha, he would have done even more. He would have come out with a whole parade. And if the third example is, right, it was Aaron and Reuven. If Reuven knew that his it would be written down that he tried to save Yosef, he would have taken him home on his shoulders. So that's the all three of these. What's the message? That if they would have known what they did, the chesed. But the Gemara ends off by saying, the Medrash ends off, L'shavar haya adam ose mitzvah, v'hanavi kosva, v'achshav, k'sha adam ose mitzvah mikosva, elio kosva, u'melech ha-mashiach, v'akadosh baruch hu choseim al yedeihem. Again, a message about actions and appreciating the godless of every one of our actions. V'atakam lakeit, she got up to gather, v'yitzah boaz, boaz, and arav leimar, gambe na'omrim to lakeit, v'lo tach limua, let her go wherever she wants, Don't embarrass her. V'gam shol tasholo lo menatzvatim. Also, drop some extra. Drop some extra. The Achronim wonder, how could you drop extra? Isn't this tevel? Right? Leket is pater from trumas and meisers. But this is now extra they're leaving. Isn't this tevel? So it must be that he was mafkirit. He was mafkirit. The Rishash, the beginning of Peah, asked that question. It must be that by saying this, he was mafkirit. V'azavtim v'likta v'lo sigaruba. V'tzlaket v'asad at erev. She gathered till the evening. Vatachwad et hasheliketa. V'ike efa saorim. She beat it out. She brought it back. Vatisa v'tavo a'ir. V'tera chamos et hasheliketa. Nami sees and she says, where do you get so much? Efa likata yom v'anasis. Ye makarech baruch. Where it gave you should be blessed. V'tagad l'chamos et hasher asti imo. And she said, who? V'tomar shem ish asher asisi imo hayom. Boaz. It was Boaz that did chesed with me. But what does the Pasuk say? That I did with him. The Medrash darshins Yoser mimashe ha'ani mekabel mina ashir ha'asher mekabel mina ani. So she says, Kilo, I did with him, but that's a way of saying that he did with me. But Boaz must have given her this feeling that she was doing him a favor. Vatomer na'amig la'kalasa baruch hu Hashem. This is in contrast to the end of the previous parak where she was pretty bitter. Now she says, Baruch Hashem ashaloazav chasto esachayim esamesim. He did not leave us high and dry. He's our relative. He didn't say I was his relative, but he told me in the future I could stay with Na'arim until the end of the season. And Naomi says, Tov biti, don't go anywhere else. And that's what happened. She stayed with him until the end of the season. Matikbak Banaros Boz Lakedas close Ksira Saor Mixirachitim until the end of the season. What's the end of the season? The Medrash says 3 months. It was 3 months. 3 months, because that's also the Havchana, the time that's needed between marriages. That's what she waited. Rus waited because right after their husbands died, they went back. So now it's 3 months over, and she would be able to get remarried. Okay, we will stop here.